Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, and we had been discussing the sugya in Bava Metzia, Dafin Zayin Amud Beis, Nun Ches, which discusses the Mishnah Shkalim about the achrayus of Shomrim for Hekdesh. And now, after we presented a number of kashas, B'siyata Dishmaya, we are going to continue with the sugya in Meseches Yuma and Daf Samech Hei Amud Aleph, as we promised, and or as we hoped to do. And this again is based on the Torah that I was mekabel from our Rabbi, Rabbi Gorn, Rabbi Yaakov, David Hamnik Shlita. It says in Gemara in Yuma, Samechei Amud Aleph, Tanan Hasan. We learn there in the Mishnah Shkalim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. B'nei ha'ir, sheshalchu et shiklehem. When the people in the city send their shkalim with a shliach, with a courier to the Beis HaMikdash, v'nignavu o she'avdu, and they were either stolen or lost. The din is as follows. Im nitrama truma, this sounds familiar because we already learned this Mishnah. If they were ready, mafrish b'shalosh kupos mehamat be'os shevelishka, before the gnev and aveda, we explained what the shalosh kupos means, that they withdraw money and they put it in these three baskets. So if they already took the truma before it was known that it was stolen or lost, nishboim like gizbarim, the shluchim have to swear to the gizbarim, since the hefseid is of hekdesh, because the bnei ha'ir are putter from the chiyuv of machtzis hashekel. If it was lost and the truma was taken, it was also taken on what was lost. And therefore the hekdesh is the baal din of the shliach, and the shliach has to swear to the gizbar. V'im lav, and if the truma wasn't taken, ishbaim lebnei ha'ir, they swear to the people in the town, because they're the baal din, because they have to give another, they have to give their shekel again, they have to give another machzis shekel. So Bnei Yir Shoklan Acherim Tachteyam, and the Bnei Yir have to give a shekel now. Instead, Nimso Shech Zir Maganovim Eilu Veilu Shkolim Heim Bein Olam L'Shana Haba. If Nimso, if they were found, or the Ganovim return them, meaning if the lost ones were found, or if the Ganovim return the stolen ones, they're both considered shkalim, but they don't count for the next year. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Olam Lehem L'Shana Haba. Rabbi Yehuda says that they do count for the next year. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda's reason? Amar Rabbi Kasav Rabbi Yehuda Chobos L'Shana Zu Krevos L'Shana Haba. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Chobos of this year can be brought next year. What was a Mufrash for the Chob of this year, you can bring them for the next year. Explains Rashi. B'nei ha'ir sheshalchu shikleihem liYerushalayim laMikdash im nitrama truma. Rashi says shalosh kupos kodem she'avdu, the three kupos before that it was known that it was lost. Nishbarim hashluchim shuvos shomrim leGizbarim, the shluchim have to take a shuvos hashomrim to the Gizbarim. Sherei hefseid laHekdesh, because the loss is of Hekdesh, the loss is Hekdesh. K'shein abayim chayim leShkalim, because the abayim don't have to take Shkalim again. Disnan, because we learned in the Mishnah Ksubas Kufches Torma alavet shalei noida, the truma also counts for the avid, what was lost, but it wasn't known that it was lost. V'im lav shelo nitruma truma, but if, Rashi says, the truma hadn't yet been taken, ein hefseid lahekdesh el shel abaylim, el shel baylim, the hefseid isn't of hekdesh, rather it's of the baylim, v'ikin l'shbal of ne'ir, and therefore they have to swear to the people in the city. Nimtzu koi avdu, when it says nimtzu, it's referring to that what was lost. Hechzirum haganavim koi aganignanidavu, if hechzirum, that's obviously what was stolen. Rashi says it doesn't count for the Bailim, and they have to take Shkalim for the next year. Chobos, they have to be Shokel again next year. But Chobos Shel Shana Zu, Shifuchol Chobos Shana Zu, Rashi says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, are able to be brought for the next year. Now there's a Chiluk Kal, there's a small distinction, difference between the Lashon of the Mishnah and our Sugya in Bava Metzia and the Sugya in Yuma, because here the Girsa is, if after the Truma was taken. They swear to the Gizbara. And there the Girsa is, in Yuma that we just read, Nitrima Truma. So why in our Sugya and Bab Metzia, Im Misha Nitrima Truma? And there, Nitrima Truma, Tzarech Bir, Inyan HaChiluk. B'chlal is a Kasha in this Mishnah. And this Kasha applies to both Sugyas. Why do we bring the Tziur in Behipuch HaSeder? What should the correct Seder be? Imat Shalom Nitrima Truma. If it was before the Truma was taken, then Nishbaim Lebnei Ha'ir. Misha Nitrima Truma, Nishbaim LaGizbarim. After the Truma was taken, then they swear to the Gizbarim. That's the Seder. Seder is first the Truma wasn't taken, and then the Truma was taken, right? You don't first take the Truma, then not take the Truma. First it wasn't. If beforehand, the Shuva to the Bnei Ha'ir, when they're still Chayiv Bachras, they still have to pay, they have to give another half shekel, so therefore the Shuva is to them. And then Misha Nitrima Truma, and then once the Truma is taken, that's the second, the later stage, the later event, then Mishbaim like Izbarim. So why is the Mishnah brought Behipuch HaSeder? We're Makdim the Ma'uchar, the Halo Davarhu, that's Mamishab Apella. And Chutz Mizeh, there are a number of stiras between the Perish Rashi and the Mishnah when it's brought in our Sugya, and Perish Rashi in Meseches Yuma when this Mishnah is brought in the Sugya over there. Number one, here Rashi writes their Shkalim Shel Adar. There in Yuma, Rashi doesn't say anything. Number two, here Rashi writes Shesholchim Shkalim. Again, here when I mean here, I mean Bava Metzia. Here Rashi writes that they send these Shkalim LeKarbanos Tzibur. And there Rashi says that they send them LeYerushalayim LaMikdash. Interesting. Rashi there talks about the place, and he doesn't talk about why you're sending them. Here Rashi says you're sending them LeKarbanos Tzibur. Number three, here Rashi doesn't mention the Shas Shiluach, who brings the Shkalim LeKarbanos. Only afterwards, when we talk about who the Shomrim swear to, then Rashi says Es Hashluchim. Those are the Shluchim are the Shomrim that take the Shvua. But there in the Gemara in Yuma, Rashi says immediately Sheshalchu Bnei Ayir Es Sheklaim Al Yedei Shaliach. So Rashi doesn't say here immediately in our sugya that they were sent at Al Yedei Shaliach. Only there, Rashi says that they sent at Al Yedei Shaliach. But here Rashi only mentions later that when he talks about who's swearing. So he says the Shluchim. Number four, here Rashi writes a number of times at the Cheshbon when they swear to the Bnei Ha'ir and when they swear to the Gizbarim is Talui, who are the Baalei Din of the Shluchim, because indeed we're Maschil Nun Zainam at Beis, Rashi says, Im Kishabo Lidin, Dibra Maschil Nun Chesam and Alf Nishbam Ligizbarim. Rashi explains, Shame Bale Hadin, Dibra Maschil Vim Lab, Rashi explains, Benayirim Bale Hadin, but in Meseches Yuma, Rashi says, it all depends on who's losing. Rashi doesn't say anything about who's the Baal Din. Rashi says, a hefseid, the fikach. It's totally, if the hefseid is the hekdesh, therefore they swear to the gizbar. But Rashi doesn't mention anything about Baalei Din. Old man, yen. Number five, here Rashi explains the fact that they're Torah Mala Ovid Valoi Noida, Shihei Chelik Bakupas Halal, Lemishal Shiklo Vavad Veni Odeach, Shav Shavad. That there's a chelik in these kupos to somebody who sent his shekel and it was lost, and he doesn't know now that it was lost. But there, Rashi didn't say that they have a chelik in the kupa. Rashi just says, She'ein ha'bailim chayavim lishkol ot. The bailim don't have to give the shekel again. It doesn't say that they have a chelik in the kupa. Rashi just says in Yuma that they don't have to give another shekel. They don't have to give another time. She'ein ha'bailim chayav lishkol ot. But he doesn't say that they have a chelik in the kupa. So what's the inyan achilik v'tam achilik? Number six, Rashi explains over here that it says elav elu shkalim heim, when they find it, and then now both what they sent afterwards and what they found are both shkalim. Rashi says here, the kevin the kadosh kadosh, since it's holy, it's holy. And there Rashi didn't say kevin the kadosh kadosh. Why not? And all of these chilukim need a biur rav tarati mashma, a lot of explanation, and the explanation of a rav. Chutz mizeh, yesh l'tmoa al perush Rashi in the sugya there in Yuma, because in our sugya it's mevuar that after we learn in the Mishnah Shesho Machinam Eino Nishba, after we learn in our sugya that Shomer Chinam doesn't swear, you can't say in any case that a Shomer Chinam is going to take the Shvuas Shomer. Because the only tziur where it's possible that the Shomer Chinam should be Nishba is according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that Kachim Shechayavim Bachre Yusan Nishbaim Aleihen, that Kachim that Shechayav Frachrayus, that you're responsible for, there is a Shavua, then there is a Shavua B'Shomer Chinam Ad Shelo Nitruma HaTruma, before the Truma was taken, since there's still a Chiyav Achrayus. But Misha Nitruma HaTruma, there's no shita at all that holds that there's a shvuas hashomrim d'oraisa. Mishomer chinam lagizbarin. Nobody holds that the shomer chinam d'oraisa is going to have to swear to the gizbarin. Because according to the Tanakhama, the shomer chinam doesn't swear at all. He doesn't swear at all. And when does he swear? Only according to Rav Shimon. That kachim shechayv b'achra yusam nishbaim aleihem. That's only before Nitra Matruma, that's when he's Chayv Bachrayas. But afterwards, after already there was Truma was taken, then there's no more Chiyav Achrayas, there's no more Shavua. So therefore, it can't be that he's ever going to swear to the Gizbarim, the Shomer Chinam is never going to swear to the Gizbarim. But Rashi says, in Meseches Yuma, that Misha Nitra Truma, that after the Truma was taken, Nishbaim Hashluchin, Shvuas Shomrim like his barin. That the Shluchim are going to have to take a Shvuas HaShomrim to the Gizbarim. And this is against the Sugya Mefureshes in Bava Metzia, that Tain is that there's a Mishnah Mefureshes, that there's no such thing as Shvuas HaShomrim. What type of Shvuas HaShomrim is there? How can Rashi say that Mishanitra Mahatruma Nishbaim HaShluchim Shavuas Shomrim like Gizbarim, that they take a Shavuas Shomrim to the Gizbarim? Rashi explains that on Im Nitrim HaTruma Nishbaim like Gizbarim Ve'im lav Nishbaim livnei ha'ir. If Truma was already taken, the Shvuas to the Gizbarim, and if Truma was not yet taken, then it's to the Bnei Ha'ir. Rashi says Nishbaim hashluchim. What are the shluchim swearing? They're swearing Shvuas Shomrim like Gizbarim. They're swearing a Shvuas Shomrim to the Gizbarim. And we find in our sugya in Bava Metzia that there's no such thing as a Shvuas HaShomrim like Gizbarim. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Shkalim, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud, Paskins, Shemisha Nitra Mahatruma, Nase HaShekel Hekdesh Bidei Shliach, Vim HaShliach Ishtamish Bo Litzorcho Achar Kach Moal. That after the Truma is taken, the Shekel becomes Hekdesh in the hands of the Shliach. And if the Shliach uses it afterwards for his own needs, he's Moel. This psak is built on the Havan of the Rambam in the Mishnah in Masechet Shkalim, in Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. However, Das Rashi, in his Perish to our Sugya, would seem to hold that even before Nitra Mahatruma, the Shkalim are already Brishus Hekdesh. Because after the Mishnah said that there's a din shvua, misha nitra mahatruma, and a din shvua, ad shelo nitra mahatruma, that there's a shvua after the truma is taken to the gizbar, and there's a truma before the truma is taken to the Bnei Ha'ir. So after that, it's mefurish that if they found the shkalim that were lost, elu ve'elu shkalim heim. Now it's not mechalek between whether the shkalim were found before nitrima hatruma or after nitrima hatruma. Either way, they're already considered shkalim. And Rashi explains the reason why they both shkalim, the kev and the kadosh kadosh. Harei shegam lefnei shenitrima hatruma, Rashi learns that these shkalim biyat shliach are already holy. And it would appear that Rashi had to explain this way according to the Makshin in our sugya, because it's clear in the whole sugya that the kasha and the din of shomer chinam eino nishba is both on the reisha nishbaim legizbarim and on the seifa of nishbaim lebnei ha'ir, that our Mishnah says shomer chinam eino nishba, and then we have the Mishnah in Shkalim that says Nishbaim like Isbaram in the Reish and Isbaram Levnei in the Sefer, so both are Akasha that Shomachina Meino Nishba. Ube Emes, the first Teretz of Shmuel, what was the first Teretz of Shmuel in the Gemara that we saw? That we're talking about a Nosei Sachar, that he's the one who's doing the swearing. And he's swearing in order to be Makabel, his Schar. So that is the Iker, a Teretz on the Tzir of Shmuel Levnei Ha'ir. He's swearing to the Bnei Ha'ir in order to get his payment. And then the Gemara has to ask immediately, how does he explain the Shvua to the Gizbarim? What sort of Shvua there is the Gizbarim if it's to get paid? He's getting paid for the Bnei Ha'ir. And therefore, Rashi understood that the Makshin wants to explain that the Shkalim are Hekdesh immediately when they are given to the shluchim, and if so, both, whether they're nishba legizbar or lebnei ha'ir, whether they're swearing to the gizbarim or to the people in the city, there's a shvua here on hekdeshos, because we have a problem that the Mishnah says that there's shomer chinam is not nishba ala hekdesh, and then the Gemara says that he is nishba ala hekdesh both before, both to the Bnei Ha'ir and to the Gizbarim. And the first Teretz of Shmuel, the Iker Teretz is on the Bnei Ha'ir. And the Shvua to the Bnei Ha'ir is before Nitzer Matshruma. So you see that at what point do they become Hekdesh? Immediately. Not only after Nitzer Matshruma, but even before. And certainly after. And that's not like the Rambam, because the Rambam says that it's only Hekdesh after Nitzer Matshruma. But Rashi's learning that immediately when he gives it, either immediately when he sets it aside or immediately when he gives it to the Shliach, it's already going to be holy. And therefore the Gemara can say, the Gemara can ask and answer about a Bnei Ha'ir, the Shvua to the Bnei Ha'ir. What's pshat that he's swearing to the Bnei Ha'ir? I ainish by malak deshos. But again, the Shvua to the Bnei Ha'ir is before Nitzer Matshruma. So it must be that according to Rashi, before Nitzer Matshruma, it's already considered Hekdesh. And therefore the Gemara can ask, so what, how can you make a Shvua? It's Hekdesh. You don't make a Shvua on Hekdesh. We're talking about before Nitzer Matshruma, it's to the Bnei Ha'ir. That's when you make the Shavua to the Bnei Ha'ir before we separated to the three kupos. It must be that even beforehand, not like the Rambam. Beautiful. So we have a machlokas now between Rashi and the Rambam. We see Rashi's hechreach from the sugya. Now Yesh Lachkor, this din that we learned at the beginning of Maseches Shkalim. So this is the beginning of Maseches Shkalim, that Be'achad Be'adar Mashmim Al Hashkalim. On the first of Adar, they announce, hey, everybody bring your shkalim. The reason is given in Maseches Megillah, Amar of Tevi, Amar of Yushaya, Zos Olas Chodesh B'chotcho, Amar Torah Chadesh, V'havei Karban Mitrum Chadasha, Kevin de V'nisan, Boye Kruve Mitrum Chadasha, Kadminan V'karinan, Be'achad Be'adar. So be mechadesh, make this new month, and bring a carbon from the new truma. And since in Nisan they have to bring from the new truma, so they already call out and they announce, and they read like we read shkalim, ba'achad ba'adar, ki heichi delesu shkalim la mikdash, in order that people bring shkalim to the mikdash. So the chakira is, if the zman hatruma is really b'nisan, and that the ramashmiya be'echad ba'adar, and we're mamashkein, or even take a mashkon for it on tezayin tezvav be'adar, it's only a hachon and a hechsher be'alma for this din shizmano b'nisan. So it turns out that the zman is not chodesh adar mitzad atzmo; it's just mitzad that it's before nisan. Or the chiddush is that the din truma shkolim is b'chodesh adar, and it's a din nifrad; it's a separate din of ma'isa truma ve'hachana. Shekoveh zman b'chodesh adar mitzad atzmo. So it's chodesh adar mitzad atzmo. It's a chodesh adar as a hachana for nisan. And yitachin that there's a nafkamina lahalacha benogel zman kedushas hashkolim, as hopefully we're going to see. But chilas oisus sugi b'meseches megillah. It's kemat mefurish like the first sad that it's midinei koidim nisan and not midinei chodesh adar, because the Gemara wants to say that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that you don't prepare for the Yom Tovim 30 days before, just 2 weeks before. So if that's the case, then you're only mashmi'a al hashkalim 2 weeks before Chodesh Nisan. Ayin sham in the Gemara. It's not pashut if it blives like that in Matskana, but at least that's pashtus, at least the beginning. So if mechina li Yom Tovim 2 weeks before, then they're also mashmi'a al hashkalim 2 weeks before. It's also in Rashi, Maseches Moed Katan Davav Amid Aleph. Rashi writes, for a minu bechad badam Hashemim al Hashkalim, she yisrael mevim shum Hashkalim b'nisan, t'chsiv b'chodshe l'chodshe Hashana, chadesh v'havili karban mitrum chadasha. So, it's Mashma Lahedji and Rashi that you're bringing trum Hashkalim in Nisan. Chadesh v'havili trum karban mitrum chadasha, it's a din in Nisan. And not Hilchas Adar. Hayim mevim b'nisan. What do you mean mevim b'nisan? Mevin bebe'adar. So the answer is, before, you have to bring a little bit before Nisan, but the point is to be prepared for Nisan. So you see that it's only a mashmiya malashkalim, just like the hachana for the yamim tovim is 2 weeks before, so too the hashma malashkalim is 2 weeks before. So that means it's a din in Nisan. And Rashi says mevim shkalim b'Nisan, if they bring an adar, but it's a din in Nisan. However, in the sugi earlier on in Maseches Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, says Amrei Shlakish Galav Dula Fnei Misham Ravaya Olam Shasid Haman Lishkal Shkalim Al Yisrael. God knew that Haman was going to take Shkalim for the Jewish people to pay to kill them. The figa chikdim shiklam lishkalav, and therefore he was makdim his Shkalim to their Shkalim. The snan be'echad b'nisan, in other words, he was makdim our Shkalim to Haman Shkalim. The snan be'echad ba'adar mashmiyam al Shkalim v'al kelaim. And the first of Adar were Mashmiya al-Shkalim. Rashi says, based in Machrizin, Shavi u'Shkalim al-Mikdash. Based in already announcing Adar that they should bring Shkalim to the Mikdash. Al-Akilayim, Shekadlu Zeroyim Ktsas, V'nitzan Nikar, Vokom Osim Mistosim, V'chros, based in announces to uproot any mixtures, planted mixtures. So here Rashi writes that the Hachroz is Be'echad Ba'adar lahavi Shkalim, and he doesn't Bechlal mention anything about Nisan or before Nisan. There's a halacha to bring now. It's Medine Chodesh Adar. And it's not halachas of Kodem Nisan or Lifnei Nisan, it's Hilchos Adar. Moshe Shapir in his Shiurim always emphasizes this yisod, that the Arba Parshias are a din in Adar, they're not just a din of pre-Nisan. So Hashma al Hashkalim, also we see from this Gemara Lahaktim Shiklam Lishkalav, it's just a din in Adar, then Bezin Machrizin in Adar to bring Shkalim to the Mikdash, nothing about Nisan. And the Hechrech is that if it was just a Hakdama to Nisan, then what does it have to do with being Makdim Shiklei Yisrael or Shiklei Haman? There's no Chiyuv at all to bring now. It's just you have to get it in time for Nisan. But from the fact that it's a din of being Makdim Ar Shkalim to to Shikle Haman, you have to bring it already now in an Adar. And this chiyuv to bring these shkalim already starts in Chodesh Adar, when the Beis Din is machriz be'echad ba'adar. So if that's the case, then there's an esek b'mitzvah shkalim, and a lot of shkalim are being given a long time before Haman gives his shkalim to Achashverosh and Purim. So this din we see from the Gemara is, we have stirin Gemaras now, we have machlokas. Some sugyas are mashma that it's a din of just being makd in Nisan. You have to have Adar before Nisan. But our sugya doesn't mention anything about Nisan. It says that it's a din to bring it now in Adar, in order to be makdim our shkalim to the shkalim that Haman is going to bring. And therefore, ba'achad ba'adar, dafkan adar, you have to bring it. You have to bring it earlier. So now we can come back to our sugya, and we can say as follows: that Rashi understood that al korchach, the makshin in our sugya, understood that the shkalim are already holy before the shluchim come to the Mikdash, because he holds like Reish Lakish that Trumas Shkalim is a halacha nefredes. It's already, its time is in Chodesh Adar, and if so, there's no shlichus to bring Shkalim of Chulin to the Mikdash in order to be Mekayim is Trumas Shkalim of Mikdash. They're a Mekayim the mitzvah already in their city, their Torahim and their Makdish, and the shluchim go to bring it to the Hekdesh, to the Gizbar, in order to be Mitzarif, these new Shkalim, to the Trum Chadasha. And it's Meduktak Hetev, what Rashi writes in our Sugi Shiklam, Shkalim Shel Adar LeKarbanos Tzibor. So you see, it's Mavur Lefidas HaMakshan, that there's a parish of Shkalim Mitzad Hilchas Adar, and therefore Rashi emphasizes Adar, and he doesn't mention Nisan at all. And also, that Rashi says LeKarbanos Tzibor, in other words, the Kedushas Shkalim is the Korbanos Tzibor. And even though B'divrei Reish Lakish and Maseches Megillah, Rashi says Lahavi LaMikdash, here Rashi is medaktik that the Kedushas Mitzad HaKorbanos, and also that the Kedushas Chal, even before it's brought to the Mikdash HaYidei Shluchim. So it turns out then that the Yisod of the parish of Rashi here in our Sugya, B'das HaMakshin, is Kepeirish B'das Reish Lakish, that it's a din in Adar. And since it's a din in Adar, then it's already holy before Nitra Matruma, before they're taken, just before they're put into the three kupas. Just the very fact that the people gave them over is already makes them holy. And if they were lost before, then the din is that they're already holy, and therefore there's a shvuah to Bnei Ha'ir, and that's a kasha, because how could it be that you're being nishban what's holy, when the Mishnah says that ain't nishban malak deshus, but already at this stage when they give it over, it's already considered holy, and there's a shvuah, and that's the kasha. So Rashi learns in the Das HaMakshin that the kasha is that the shkalim are already holy from the beginning, even before Nitra Matruma, just by giving them over, because it's din in Adar, it's not a din in Nisan. Also here Rashi says that the shkalim go al yidei shluchim. He doesn't say like Rashi says in Maseches Yuma that shulchim al yidei shliach. Shulchim al yidei shliach is more mashma that you have to make a shliach to be makdish the shekel in Yerushalayim. But you don't have to. It's already can already be kadosh even before biyada nosein. He just separates it, and then it's already holy. Could already be holy from the very beginning, even before he gives it over. He doesn't have to make a special shliach to be makdish. It's already holy in his hand, and then he just gives it over to the shluchim. Shluchim be'alma, they bring the shkalim mimakom l'makom. But there's no parsha of shlichus mitzad v'chalos nesinas hashekel or haramasa or hakdesha that the shliach has to do something special when he goes to the Beis HaMikdash. That's not his job. He's tam a shliach because he's already holy beforehand. So we have a lot more to explain in this sugya. We've now gotten, this is the second shir, and then v'si'at v'dishmai v'ritzos Hashem darkeinu, we will see more neflos b'toras Hashem in the next shir. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and husband.